This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Skype on in here to the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio, and we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's go to Bain, listening in Pennsylvania. Bain, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
How are we doing, gentlemen?
Just fine. Go ahead with your thoughts, please.
I actually kind of wanted to set the record straight about Dave in New York, because he's kind of thrown a bunch of stuff.
Dave in New York is a relatively regular caller to Free Talk Live over the last couple of years. He tends to be a very, very angry guy. There's always something that's upsetting him, usually having to do with some online message forum, but sometimes having to do with a neighbor in his apartment complex. Of course, our observation of Dave over the years has been that he kind of creates these issues in his life by being relatively difficult to get along with and out-and-out mean to some people. Anyway, go ahead. I just want to let our listeners know who Dave in New York was. Go ahead with your thoughts.
No, you know what? I could crap out a dictionary and not find better words. Seriously. That is probably the most succinct definition of Dave that I've ever heard in my life.
Thanks. He's been calling for a long time.
I'm actually the owner of the board that he keeps mentioning, the DS board.
And, the D as in dog, S as in Sam, DS?
Correct.
What does that stand for? He's if you can say it on the radio, say it. Otherwise, don't.
Yeah, you absolutely can. You absolutely can. It stands for Death Squad. It's
Death
essentially
Squad.
A group of guys. Yeah, I know. It's a really kind of cheesy name. It was there before I even, met these guys.
So what is it?
But, it's just, honestly, it's just a group of guys, and there's a few females scattered here and there, obviously, who basically, they just, common interests and stuff like that. But the one thing that they have in common is that they have all been targets of Dave's rage from at one point or another. Some of us are still active targets, like myself, for example. Essentially, Dave is the kind of person, I met Dave years ago, like probably 2006. Where he was kind of targeting a friend of mine, and I made a video on YouTube basically saying something to the effect of, I think this guy has some serious mental issues.
Dude, when you say you
met him in real life?
I've not met him in real life yet. I've talked to him on the phone, and...
How does one get to this Death Squad board? Is it in a... I mean, because he claims to be on it. I just looked. I can't find anything called the Death Squad board. There's a Twitter channel called the Death Squad board, but that hasn't been updated since 2012.
These guys are pretty good at actually starting things and then just kind of abandoning them 10 minutes after they lose their interest. But, the Death Squad board itself is actually part of my personal website, saversbane.com. But it's essentially just a message board that I created just for these guys, so we can kind of get together and talk about stuff of mutual interest. And anytime we ever let Dave on this website, you guys have seen the app.
Before you go on, how does he end up finding out about it? Are you inviting him there?
No. Anytime we have ever moved the site, he ends up finding it again. I don't know how he does it.
But can't you make a site that's secret? He would not be able to get into? Of course, there are message boards where it's only accessible by the people who are the members, and you can close off public registration.
Yeah. Well, interesting thing is he creates these accounts because we do accept, new members on the forum every now and then. But he'll create something that is essentially innocuous. And then we let him in, and then lo and behold, it's him and havoc. You guys have seen the aftermath of Dave's.
Yeah, he's been banned from the Free Talk Live BBS for multiple violations of the policies of the board. And
it's like giving
coming back.
It's like giving a chimp liquor and a handgun.
Yeah, he did keep coming back and registering new accounts, and getting them banned. Sorry. Go ahead with what you're wanting to say about this.
Essentially, I just wanted to kind of come on and let you guys know that about 90% of the stuff, possibly more, is outright lies. The things that he says. Like, for example, he talks about a friend of mine, Nicklehood, being a chronic drug user and stuff like that.
Yeah, this is his most recent call. He said he used to be friends with this Nick in Boston guy, and that now he's not friends with him anymore because Nick has been posting pictures of himself smoking marijuana, and Dave is really upset that he is now an illegal drug user.
It's actually kind of funny because Dave himself, he has posted pictures up on our forum of himself smoking marijuana and himself drinking to excess and doing a whole bunch of these things that he's...
So what you're saying is Dave in New York is not actually fully a real person, that he's putting us on to some extent, but that he is also indeed crazy?
I think that's fair to say. There's definitely part of that whole persona that's definitely contrived. But the majority of it is that he definitely has some mental issues. I mean,
so, one more time, plug your board. Where can people go to find the Death Squad forum or the Death Squad board? What was your website again? I couldn't quite make it out when you said it.
It's sarasbane.com, SAVRASBANE.com.
Okay, SAVRASBANE.com?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Slash DS if you want to actually get to the board. Registration, we rarely have open. Right now, we don't have one. We don't expect to have another one for about a month and a half, just because most of us have, like, other things going on, and we don't really get on.
And this is literally a board for people. I see there's only 13 members on this board. So this is a board for people, you say, that have been harassed by Dave in New York, our regular, irregular caller.
Exactly.
That's interesting. All right, Bane, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. We'll put the link out on our Facebook and Twitter for anyone that wants to go attempt to register, although he did say registration is closed at the moment.
They may change their mind if they get enough registrants.
They might. So you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453, and Johnson Rice, who is our Thursday night co-host, actually dressed as Dave in New York for his Halloween costume at the Hello Keen dance party this weekend. If you've seen some of Dave's videos, he has an Angry Birds hat that he wears. Apparently it's a child's hat because it's a one-size-fits-all, and Johnson says he had to actually tape the back. He had to undo the back clasping thing, you know, with the little holes and you can move it around. He had to tape it because it was too small for him. Even on its largest setting, the hat was too small for him. So he wonders if Dave is a very small man. But anyway.
Maybe he just found it on the side of the road.
Yeah, I don't know. So anyway, it was a great costume, and we'll have pictures up at some point so you can see that. You can join us here, toll-free number 855-450-3733. Bo Davis is with us. He is the editor of the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. Watch that for free. Bo, you wanted to pitch an idea on what comes after CopBlock. What's sort of the next step? Obviously, CopBlock is great, CopBlock.org, for holding the police accountable for their actions. But you say it doesn't go far enough. There's got to be something else to get us to more of a decentralized society, to have not have this monopoly policing system.
Right.
Oh, sorry, Bo. That's my bad. Try that again.
Right. So, you know, as a libertarian or an anarchist, you know, I imagine oftentimes you end up trying to point out a problem with a system or society, and you are confronted, well, what's your solution? And that's,
yep,
that's
happens a lot.
That's the problem I see right now with one of the only problems I see with CopBlock is that it, well, for one, not a problem. It's done great things as far as gaining attention on the matter.
Sure, they're absolutely great at calling attention to bad cops,
right,
and the failings of the government. Just so-called justice system.
Yeah,
no doubt.
As though the only choice you have is either, you know, you have to come up with some whole new solution for police or shut up about the things that they do wrong.
Yeah, and they do it day in and day out. So, I mean, they're consistent. Every day, CopBlock's got new content about bad cops, police abusing their power. But yeah, what do you really do about that? I know you've got an idea, and you'll share that with us coming up here. And we'll see. Maybe we'll see what our listeners think. Maybe they've got something they want to add in to improve on it, or maybe somebody's going to take your idea and run with it.
Cool.
So we'll see what you have to say here in moments. You can also join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school from which to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose the school the Wall Street Journal recognized for producing some of the best qualified graduates, one the Princeton Review ranked as a leader in undergraduate education, and one U.S. News and World Report named number one in the nation for innovation ahead of both MIT and Stanford? Discover why Arizona State University is a clear choice for your future. In addition, ASU Online offers over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs you can take 100% online and on your schedule. You'll receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as our on-campus students. For information, call 1-800-939-5359. U.S. News and World Report also ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So get started today and learn to thrive with Arizona State University Online. Call today at 1-800-939-5359. That's 1-800-939-5359.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or will you forget?
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. Toll free number 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features there on the site. They're free, including downloading archives, which the download buttons, I believe, are fixed now. There was
really
an issue where it if you tried to download the episodes of the show, that was not working. And, of course, it happened to happen over the weekend, during which I was busy doing Keenvention. And so, of course, you know, crises love to strike at the most inopportune times. And the download button breaking on the website. Oh, no, I take it back. Half of the download buttons are now working. So
why not the other half?
They just haven't gotten around to fixing the other half yet. So when you go to an episode page at freetalklive.com, if you click the little download icon with the arrow going downwards, that one works. But the button that says download episode does not work.
Okay.
So there you go. We're working on fixing the problems with the website, but it is brand new. And so with a new site, you're going to have
squash a few bugs.
This wasn't our fault.
The website at all. This is SoundCloud and just deciding to do something bizarre.
Yeah, SoundCloud behind the scenes completely disabled the regular download feature that they had for things. So not a cool thing for them to do to us. But what can you do? We're hosting our files with them, and we have thousands of shows on SoundCloud. So we found a workaround for it, and that's what's being implemented. So enjoy the free website at freetalklive.com. Dave is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Bo, and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind, Dave?
Bane is wrong. I am not a drug user, okay?
Have you smoked marijuana?
No, I have never smoked marijuana in my life, okay?
What do you have to say to his allegation that you posted a picture of yourself ostensibly smoking marijuana? Were you pretending to smoke marijuana?
I have never smoked marijuana in my life. You know, maybe I had like a few drinks here and there, but like, I have never smoked marijuana in my life, okay?
Were you pretending to smoke it?
I have proof of a picture with Nicole Hood and his girlfriend. He has a little white pill on his tongue. I have a picture for proof. If you guys want to see it, whatever.
And what is that supposed to be? Your former friend who has a white pill on his tongue, you're now upset with him because he's doing illegal drugs. What is it supposed to be, the pill?
It's supposed to be some kind of a drug that he's doing or whatever, you know, and I want him to get help whenever. And Bane is.
But not everyone who uses drugs needs help, Dave.
What do you mean?
You said you've had a few drinks.
Yeah,
right?
like beer, you know. Like
how many times have you had beers in your life? You were what, a man in his 30s?
Yeah, during New Year's Eve, people to have fun, have a few drinks. That's it.
An estimate, Dave, of how many times as, let's say, as an adult that you have used alcohol in your life?
Only around New Year's Eve, and that's it, you know.
So an occasional...
Once a year?
An occasional one, two, maybe three times a year?
Just around New Year's Eve, and Bane is wrong.
Heavily around New Year's Eve? I mean, I don't understand what you're getting at there. I mean, when you say it's around New Year's Eve, are you saying you're only drinking no more than 3 to 5 times a year around New Year's Eve?
It's just New Year's Eve. People have a few drinks here and there.
You're being really dodgy. So I'm just going to accept your answer here on its face and presume that you're an occasional user of alcohol for the purpose of the point I was trying to make, which is that everyone who uses drugs is not necessarily an addict. They're not necessarily someone who needs help. If you're able to have a drink on New Year's Eve and on Christmas Eve, and then that's the only time you drink for the year, it sounds
it's
like you've
New
got...
Eve, your, you know?
Dave, hold on. I'm making a point. It sounds like you've got it under control. Do you think you need to go to Alcoholics Anonymous's classes because you've
never
had a couple drinks?
Never.
Right.
Never,
so
never.
why do you think your friend needs help? Why do you think he needs to check himself into a clinic or whatever?
Because he has told me that he has relapsed over and over, you know, and I want him to get help, and I keep telling him to not post on the board. And yet
I thought
anyway.
You said, well,
did he use the terminology relapse?
The what?
Did he use the terminology relapse?
Yes.
Your story's changing, Dave. The other night when you called the show, you said this guy used to be your friend, but now he's not because he's using illegal drugs. Did you mean to say that this was – because I got the impression that he did not use illegal drugs previously. Are you saying that he has used drugs previously and then stopped and now is back on those drugs?
because Nick is my ex-best friend, and I want him to get help, and I want him to stop posting on the board, you know, and I told him, you know, to stop talking smack about me, and Bane is totally wrong about me, and, you know,
Okay, but Dave, if you can't answer a question, we're not actually having a conversation. You know, talk radio is one thing. It's one thing if you want to call in and just make a statement and then hang up. That happens on talk radio. Those calls are pretty lame because I like to interact and talk to people and actually have a conversation. So when someone asks you a question in a conversation, it's a polite thing to do to respond to them. Generally, it's a bad idea if you're talking with a cop, but when you're on talk radio, you're not going to get arrested for having this this conversation with us. So when you were best friends with this guy, was he a drug user at the time at which you were best friends with him?
I think he was because, like, you know, he was out in Boston, Massachusetts, and I'm here in New York. And, you know, he has told me that he uses. And, you know, I'm just tired of people, like, you know, using, like illegal drugs.
Why?
Because me, Nicholson, we all had a friend called, his name was Tom, a.k.a. Big Daddy, and, you know, he kept on, and Big Daddy died, like, a while back ago, and he died from drugs, you know?
Well, everybody dies eventually. At least he went out doing what he enjoyed. What's wrong with people doing drugs, Dave? I mean, if somebody wants to get high, if they want to alter their state of consciousness, what's wrong with that? You do them. You do drugs on New Year's Eve.
I don't smoke. I don't smoke weed or anything.
You're a hypocrite, you know. Dave.
No, I'm not.
How about
hypocrite?
The coffee in the morning?
Do you have coffee in the morning? Good question, Bo. Coffee?
Yes, I do. But like,
you're a hypocrite.
No, I'm not a hypocrite. Coffee is not a drug, you know.
Yes, sir, it is. It has caffeine in it. Caffeine is a severely addictive drug that will cause Dave. Caffeine will cause withdrawal symptoms. It's an addictive drug.
You cannot get arrested for drinking coffee.
That's true, but that doesn't mean it's not a drug. Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Alcohol, you can't get arrested for that unless you're under 21. If you're over 21, alcohol is legal to possess. It's legal to use. And it's highly addictive for people.
I want to know what he thinks calling this show is going to do to get his friend off of drugs.
I don't know. Who cares?
Indeed. I felt that way from the very beginning.
It's something to talk about. And, you know, it's not uncommon for people to have Dave's belief, and that is that drug use is bad or that it's wrong.
Well, I mean, some people don't like the idea of seeing your consciousness altered at all. At the very least, those people are consistent across the board because they're
against... Are they, though? I don't think so.
Well, they should
be. Many of them are drinkers. A lot of the people who are against illegal drugs are drug users themselves, like Dave.
If it's just an issue of what's legal and what's not legal, then, you know, I mean, you can hope that your loved one or friend or whatever doesn't end up in jail, and I certainly do hope that, but... I mean, you know, law enforcement just particularly, you know, and legislators just picking some drugs to be legal and some drugs not is pretty inconsistent.
No doubt. It's definitely inconsistent, which is, of course, the point I was trying to make. I'm sure it went over Dave's head, but maybe there are some people who are paying attention listening to the show that got it. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. Just because something is illegal doesn't necessarily mean that it is wrong or that it is bad. 855-450-3733. And for proof of that, just go back to the time when it was illegal to harbor escaped slaves. That wasn't a bad thing to do, was it?
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. 500 custom business cards could be yours for just $9.99 over at Vistaprint.com. All you have to do is use code FTL at checkout, and you'll get that amazing deal. Vistaprint is super easy and user-friendly to use. You can upload your existing logo to one of their existing designs, or upload an entire design, or customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. You can even upgrade to a thicker stock or add a brilliant finish like metallic, spot gloss, or raised prints. You can have those fancy-looking cards. Now, of course, it's going to cost you more if you do the upgrades. But you can get 500 custom business cards starting at just $9.99. That's at up to a 50% savings off over their regular site pricing. A fantastic deal. And if you need more than just business cards, maybe you got a small business and you want postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, Vistaprint can help you. And they've got a great customer service experience where they guarantee you will love your products every time, or they'll make it right. Go to Vistaprint.com. Use code FTL at checkout after you've created and designed your custom business cards there. So Vistaprint.com, code FTL. Bo Davis in the studio with Ian and Mark. Bo, you wanted to talk about what can be done besides cop blocking? What can be done besides bringing attention to bad cops? That doesn't solve the problem of bad cops. It certainly gets people talking, which is good. So go ahead and pitch us.
So what I'm thinking here is we want to outcompete the police. So we want to provide, you know, rather than just saying, you know, well, I don't agree with what the police are doing, but let's come up with a solution. So you provide the service that they claim to serve, you know, they claim to provide, just minus all the bureaucratic revenue generation, you know, that seems
so you
to
wouldn't be
focus.
Pulling people over for non-crimes, you wouldn't be arresting people for possession of marijuana, you'd be focusing on those things.
Well, right, I would be focusing on real crimes, you know, fraud, aggression, you know, like violence. And theft. You know,
well, one of the difficulties is funding. So, if for instance you look at public schools, there is an agorist solution, if you want to use that term, for public schools, and has been for hundreds of years. As long as there have been public schools, there have been there has been private schools, right? Like people can
homeschooling and unschooling as well.
Those are also options. Mm-hmm. But you know, we can see that public schools are still providing 85% of the education per. You know,
at least as
the number of students. I looked it up.
Okay.
And
is that nationwide or just New Hampshire?
I believe that's nationwide.
Okay.
And 85% plus.
Got it.
So they're winning in that area because people already have to pay. It kind of feels free, and it kind of feels subsidized, and it kind of feels like you already paid when it comes to government schools. So why not just send your kid to the government school? Even though it's the worst one in a given geographic area, it's a lot less costly, and you don't really have to think about it.
So how do you do this? I mean, how do you fund the idea of competing with the police? Because this is sort of one of the big agorist ideas, is to outcompete the existing state apparatus somehow. But the challenge is, you know, obviously they're well-funded. They've got federal grant money coming in. They've got oodles of tax dollars coming in. What do you do to compete with that?
Well, so in a real free market, yes, I would look at similar businesses and certain similar business models and try and see what they do. But in this current circumstance, the situation that we live in right now, for instance, in Manchester, New Hampshire, I see several different convenience stores and local shops around town. I'll walk into a store and I'll see a sign on the door and it says, or it's got some like black and white screenshot from a surveillance camera of a picture of somebody, and mm-hmm. it says find this person or capture this or find the identity of this person, and there'll be a $5,000 reward, some sort of reward, you know, monetary incentive for the capture of the person. In those cases, it's typically a real crime. You know, it's somebody burglarized or
robbery.
Right.
Stuck a gun in someone's face or a knife or something like that. Yeah.
Right. Somebody who ought not to be, you know, like there ought to be some justice served, if you will. And so anyway, there's lucrative opportunities, I think, in this sort of scenario. And I think that's
so you're saying solve that crime. Just go out there. Don't ask anyone's permission.
Be a vigilante, sure.
And
you know,
find that person.
Well, you don't want to necessarily shoot him between the eyes.
No,
but
you want to maybe perform a citizen's arrest.
Can
if you
though?
Will,
you I mean, know? I don't know what the legality of that is. I mean, it's certainly something that people talk about. But I mean, can you really deprive someone of their liberty if you're not a cop? Can you put if you find the guy? Let's say it's real clear who this person is. You know them, no doubt, 100%. Because if you don't know 100%, then you are seriously going to be liable
if you kidnap
a person who's not the actual criminal. If you find this guy, are you suggesting that you would actually affect the arrest, that you would put the person in handcuffs?
Not exactly. So this is where I fall short of an actual solution for this part of it. So mm-hmm. so there's going to be you know, I want to provide a solution to the actual not policing, but crime solving.
Okay.
Right.
So let the police do the arresting, but you solve the crime.
Not necessarily either. I mean, if there happened to be the solution for restitution and retribution and everything, I would refer to the most peaceful solution I could find for that.
So you could go up, knock on the person's door, and say, "Hey, bud, I know that you committed this robbery. Let's you know, make
things
right.
How about the blackmail?
Let's make things right."
Well, no. So what I'm thinking, I mean, I don't necessarily want to perform blackmail or even get get anywhere near anybody. Like me personally, I don't want to get anywhere near somebody who I would be personally investigating, I guess.
Yeah, I see that. It could be dangerous.
Well, right, and I don't have the Kevlar nor the guns.
Right.
Okay. So, but what I would see value in is finding the clues, doing the actual investigation that the cops claim to do, the crime solving they claim to do.
Why aren't private investigators doing this, or are they? Are private investigators only being hired by people, or do they go out and do this?
Where do they have private investigators anymore?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Not that many.
Well, I don't know how many there are. I haven't looked at a directory of them, but they definitely still exist. They have PI licenses in just about every state.
Sure.
Many of them are former police, so they have experience doing these things, and they take their experience into the private marketplace.
Well,
so
I would say that anybody who's, in my experience, the experience I've had where police have investigated crimes that have, against me, generally they don't do much investigation. They've got, the crimes are constantly happening, they're inundated with them, the piece of paper gets pushed to the side.
We actually had something happen this year, and Chris Cantwell was the one who did the investigation, and he actually successfully identified the culprits.
And then they dropped the charges on them.
And they never actually brought charges.
They never brought charges on them.
Yeah, so the police dropped the ball. They didn't do anything about the incident. But Chris Cantwell did what you're talking about. He actually he had a video surveillance of the culprits, and he just happened to see the truck on the road one day, because we live in small places here in New Hampshire. It's not unlikely that you'll see the person who committed the act. So I think that what you're talking about is doable, Bo. The tricky part is, again, the funding. In order to investigate this person, you're going to have resources. You're going to have tools.
If there's a bounty, though.
If there is a bounty, there's that thing on the horizon that you could cash in on. But how long will it take the investigation? Can you wrap it in a month? Can you wrap it in 6 months? How easy or difficult is it going to be, based on the individual that you're investigating? Who knows? Maybe some of them will be a snap, and there's just because no one has been investigating them is why they haven't been caught. I mean, maybe there is money in this. You're not going to know until you try it, and you've still got to be able to feed yourself for those months while you're trying to get that first score, if you will. Right?
Well, yeah, I think so, but I think in the meantime, with a little bit of
we'll talk about it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How do you get the ball rolling on this if you don't have, let's say, $50,000 to invest in tools and equipment?
Well, I don't think you need that much.
Or whatever. I mean, how much do you need? $5,000? It's Free Talk Live. Because you got to pay you got to somehow survive in the time frame before you get your first arrest or score or whatever you want to call it. It's Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
On the radio, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype to join the conversation. Skype username LRN.FM. It's Ian and Mark in the studio as normal with a special guest, Bo Davis. He's the editor of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which you can watch for free online over at victimlesscrimespree.com. And Bo, you have come on tonight to advocate the idea of creating sort of a competitor to the police. It could just be an individual to start with, where you're actually doing investigative work, trying to solve unsolved crimes. You mentioned specifically like wanted posters that are up in certain convenience stores where you live in Manchester, New Hampshire, with cash rewards listed for information. I don't know if it, you said capture. I'm not so sure about that, but I'd be curious to see a picture of what one of these posters is.
I think I'm fairly certain it's information, crucial information that leads to their arrest.
Yeah, okay.
That sounds right.
So you know, your question is, you know, why are people doing this, or are people doing this? And maybe more libertarian types should be doing this to sort of create the alternative to the police that people can turn to actually get their crimes solved, because we know that the police have no obligation to solve these crimes. That doesn't mean they won't try. Sometimes they won't. But
oftentimes it looks like they're just trying to look like they're trying.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say that that's my experience.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that there's some police officer out there that's willing to call in and say, I work my butt off trying to solve every crime. I don't know whether that's the case or not.
Sure,
I can assure you that the management is not allocating them allocating their resources to solving old crimes when there's things like, well, I don't know, speeding tickets to pick up and that sort of thing.
Let's go to the phones here. Hostage Consumer is on the line in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live with Bo Davis.
Hi, guys. So I wanted to talk about the elephant in the room in regards to basically agorist police, security services. And the elephant in the room is that the greatest, I don't know if you'd call it unsolved because we know who the perpetrators are, but the greatest crime that's being committed on a large scale would be the police themselves. And any kind of security service like that would potentially have to be able to, well, I would think that the market demand, at least I know on my end, I would pay for something like this, is a way to protect our money from being stolen on the road.
Well, now you're talking about this is the end game, right? The idea of button on you. We're going to give you a pass on that one, Bo, because you're in the studio with us. But normally we'd hang up on someone who says that on the radio.
Sorry.
So, what our caller is getting at here is sort of the end game of creating a alternative to the police that can eventually protect people from the police. And that's not what I'm hearing you proposing at this point, Bo. You're just proposing something that would compete with the police at this point in the area of investigations.
Assist people in investigations of crime.
Solving a crime.
Right.
Actually,
right, exactly.
Finding a perpetrator and getting that done.
Scooby-Doo in the mystery gang.
There you go. Hostage consumer, any other comments you want to share? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I'm just stating a fact. I don't like being robbed. I don't like having my home invaded.
I got you.
Neither do I.
So you're willing to pay. You're saying you're a willing customer. You're someone who is willing to pay money to someone who could protect you from the government police. And I'm sure you're not alone. There are other people. I mean, if somebody could provide that service, I'd be willing to pay for it too.
Protection's relative, as the police show regularly. I mean, they claim to serve and protect, but we all know that they're not going to. They don't generally stop crimes. They generally come and clean up the mess after a crime occurs. And it's going to be unlikely that you're going to find a service that is going to claim to protect you from the police anytime in the near future, it seems to me.
Thank you, Hostage Consumer, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Go ahead, Bo.
Well, you know, even if you're being protected from the police, I imagine you're going to be protected from many other kinds of thugs, too.
Yeah, because if you can be protected from the police, then that's like the ultimate level of protection. So I love that idea for the long term, but that's certainly not something that we can start tomorrow. Tomorrow, someone could start doing what you're proposing, Bo. They could go and get details about the crimes that need to be solved in a given area and pick one or two and then start working on those and try to come up with that information that could allow them to collect the reward money for that, as long as they have a way to pay the bills in between, you know, where they are now and to when they finally get to the payday. Who knows how long that's going to take.
Very well could be some, you know, bored, wealthy person as well, you know.
Yeah, it could be.
This is something I think some of these crimes are, you know, the people are sloppy enough to the point where you can probably figure out the solution or the
I think it can be done. I think it can be done, but you know,
small amount of time.
But is you know, why isn't that happening? What is holding people back from doing this?
There's so much faith in government institutions. Yes,
they just people just see the wanted signs and they figure, oh well, the cops are working on that, so I don't need to spend my time on it.
I couldn't do that. I'm just a normal person. Well, normal people solve these sort of things.
Yeah, I mean, you could just take the picture around and start asking people in the neighborhoods nearby if they know the person, right? That would be a way to start. If someone's robbed a gas station, if they're not too bright, they probably live in the neighborhood, right?
I would think that if there were serial infractions upon, you know, the neighborhood at, you know, in regard, I would think that you go to the local businesses, the local the people who live in the area, and they have a vested interest in knowing whether or not their area is safe, knowing the outcomes of these situations. I think they would be very supportive of what you happen to be doing in that.
Yeah, I think most people are willing to help when it comes to an actual crime with a victim.
I think people are also willing to they're willing to pay for the job done. So in the case of a reward, I doubt you get much upfront money. You know, like, hey, I'm going to work on this case. Can you give me a couple of grand?
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, that seems unlikely. Of course, that's exactly what the police do.
Oh, right. Well, so one thing I really see with this, too, is a dual-edged sword here. While you're doing investigations on crimes, you be the investigative journalist at the same time. Or if you happen to be working in a group of people, you know,
so
you're obviously... Right.
Yeah.
So not just promoting, but offering the news. So you look at the news today. It's mostly very negative stuff, but it's reporting on situations that are occurring. Well, where do they get their information? Well, it's typically from state agencies.
Right.
So you're getting the police side, you're getting the city's side of the story. You're not necessarily getting a very objective viewpoint. You know, so somebody on the scene of a crime or on the scene of discovering the actual clues and the information that's really pertinent.
That's an interesting approach to where you would be generating media at the same time as doing the investigation,
right?
Which could help promote your concept in the first place. It could certainly showcase any success stories that you have. And as you are doing, as you're out there interviewing people or talking to folks in neighborhoods, you could also be, you know, giving out your card. And so, hey, you know,
yes.
Like the police do, right? They'll give you their business card and say, well, if you think of something, you know, if you're saying now you don't remember who did this or you don't remember what you saw, but if you think of something, you know, here's my call or card. You can give me a call anytime. So you could do the same thing.
And so while they're doing that kind of crap with, like, trying to get snitches to report on drug dealers and whatnot who may or may not have an actual victim in their supposed crime, alleged crime, you know, we can be solving real crimes with real victims with actual aggressions.
So are you going to start on this project soon, Bo, or are you hoping somebody else is going to run with it?
Well, you know, so I actually recently researched some anarchist collectives on my travels that are going to be ahead of me in the future.
You're going to be hitting the road very soon.
Yeah, and so I was looking at I've found about the Wingnut Collective down in Virginia, I believe. And
okay.
So it's an anarchist collective, has very much the same thing as what the KAC used to
do. With a name like that, I don't know if I would trust them to do very good investigations.
Well, yeah. That's not what their ideal was. Mm-hmm. It's not what they were doing. But they had a very similar activist approach, I guess, as far as Free Keen was concerned. And so I looked into them and I reached out to them. I found out that they no longer are a collective anymore.
Didn't work out, huh?
No, but but I had planned to pitch it to them.
Now you're pitching it to our audience. So if somebody wants to run with this idea, maybe they will do so. If you want to call and poke some holes into it, you can certainly do that as well. But, you know, the thing I find about ideas is there's a billion of them. And most people don't run with an idea unless they are convinced that they came up with it themselves. So
I have many ideas myself, yeah. So I got to go with what I got.
I appreciate it. Bo, thanks for sitting in here with us on Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Bo Davis, the editor of 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. Great movie. And maybe if more people move to New Hampshire, we'll see some sort of alternative to this. Maybe it would take more than one person to really do this effectively. So let's get more liberty activists here and make these things more of a reality. Out of Trees on the Way, this is Free Talk Live.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.